Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that I give your name the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Father God, we come on this precious morning confessing every sin of omission and commission and thanking you for a brand new day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, give your name the honor, and to give your name all of the praise. Father God, we want to thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours. Father God, ushering us into a brand new day, a day that we have not known, a day that we have not seen, and a day that we will not see again. But this is a day that you have made. So, Father God, we come rejoicing and to say that we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is so great, and your name is so greatly to be praised. We bless you. We magnify you, Father God. Father God, as we rise on this morning, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has orchestrated to come against us this day. Father, as we stand on your promises to decree and to declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we embrace this day, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, and now we surrender it back to you. Father God, we want to thank you for the preaching of your word, the teaching of your word, Father God, and we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us on today. Father, we come to have a seat at the breakfast table, Father God. It is your table, it is your food, and it is the Holy Spirit who serves it. So, Father God, we only show up, and we only show up because you've given us the life, the health, and the strength, and the will to do so. So when we evaluate the whole situation, it's all about you. It's all about you from start to finish and everything in the middle. And so we bless you and we magnify you. So Father, have your way today. You're the potter, we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, while we are yielded and still. Thank you, Father. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to greet each and every one of you this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our Lord's name is great, and our Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen and amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful day. It's the Lord's Day. Amen. Every day is the Lord's Day, not just Sundays. Amen. Not just special days. Every day is the Lord's Day. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. We pray that everyone had a wonderful week. A wonderful week. And if this is your first time with us, amen, we pray it will not be your last time. That you just keep on coming back. Amen. As we continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. It's all about him. It's all about him. It's not about us. It's all about him and not about us. Amen and amen. All right. Reflecting on our week. Amen. It's been a wonderful week. Amen. The Lord has spoken to us in so many different ways. His glory has been revealed. Amen. We have testimonies of victory. And we are looking forward in great anticipation for today and what our future will be. Amen. Because we know it gets better than this. It gets better than this, beloved. Amen. Because the bottom line is, amen, that we have an eternal life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, it just don't get no better than that. Matter of fact, there is nothing better. There's nothing to compare to that, to the glory that is to be revealed. And we have an eternal life. I didn't say 1,000 years. I didn't say 1,000,000 years. I didn't say a time with an expiration date. I said we have an eternal life. My God, with Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's all about him. Amen. So we pray that everybody is encouraged. We were talking about Daniel. The Lord is not finished with Daniel. Amen. So we want to finish the week. Amen. By taking another look at Daniel, something else the Lord wants to say. We want to thank God for the revelation. Amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Chapter number 6, verse number 10 says this. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Let me read that again. That's chapter 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. Yesterday we focused, amen, on Daniel's prayer life. Today, we want to take a look, amen, for a few minutes, amen, on Daniel's window. We want to take a look and see how Daniel kept his windows open. We come to encourage you this morning with a subject, keep your windows open. Daniel refused to close his window. Because he was disciplined. He lived a disciplined life. He was focused. He was rock steady. Amen. He wasn't up and down and flipping in and out. Amen. He was constant. He was disciplined. He kept his windows open. He was a disciplined prayer life. Glory be to God. He didn't all have to open the windows one day and close the windows the next day. Open it, close. No, his windows remained open. He refused to be interrupted by threats. Beloved, the enemy will come in, amen, and give threats. The enemy will come in with intimidations and trying to bring fear and let us know if we keep our windows open, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and you're not going to have enough to do this and you're not going to have enough to do that. Close your windows. Oh, my God. I hear a song ringing. I hear Mother Washington singing, the windows of heaven are open. Are we going somewhere this morning? Daniel kept his windows open when pressure came against him. Distractions tried to come against him. He kept his windows open. Regardless of his schedule, sometimes our schedules change, beloved. And the first person, amen, who is affected by a change of schedule, amen, ironically, is the person who gives us the strength to make the schedule. The first person we want to, that's affected, is God and his kingdom. When our schedules change, Daniel did not allow that to happen. Daniel kept his windows open. Beloved, in the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, glory be to God. I want to read a couple verses in your hearing because the Lord has something to say about windows. Verse number 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed God? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. I will not open you the window, somebody say windows, of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. The window of blessing. Daniel kept his window open. Beloved, in Malachi, glory be to God. When we read the third book of Malachi, beloved, Malachi was urging the people to stop holding back their tithes, to stop keeping from God what he deserved. The tithing system began during the time of Moses. This the tithing system go all the way back. The Levites had received some of the tithe because they could not possess the land on their own. And we can read about that in the book of Numbers, chapter number 18. So this was how the people supported them. During Malachi's day, the people had stopped giving tithes. So the Levites had to work other jobs to earn a living. Thereby, because they had to work other jobs, they was neglecting their God-given responsibilities to care for the temple, the service of worship, and the spiritual instructions of the people. Everything we have is from God. Everything we have is from God. And when we refuse to return to him a part of what he has given us, then we rob him. Some people feel that they are entitled to keep 100% of what God has given them. When the Lord has asked us to return to him at least a minimum of 10% for helping to advance the kingdom of God. But what was happening here in Malachi's day, as in today, it's not much different from Malachi's day and today. The people of God ignored God's command to give a tithe of their income. They may have feared losing what they had worked so hard to get. But in this, they misjudged God. Because the Lord tells us in Luke 6:38, he said, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. When we give, beloved, we must remember that the blessings God promises are not always material and may not be experienced completely here on earth, but we will certainly receive them in our future life with him. Beloved, the challenge that we have today is people trying to open their own windows. A window, amen, is a way in, it's a way out. If a window is open, you can bring things in the house. Daniel went in his house. Glory be to God. You can bring things in the house or out the house through the windows. Daniel kept his windows open, but guess who opened the windows? God opened the windows. We're trying to open our own windows on our own strength and our own abilities and our own concepts, on our own intellectual abilities, beloved. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We're trying to open our own windows. You can't do it. That's why I keep falling down. God says when we give unto him, because the Lord loves a cheerful giver, he said we can prove him, and God said, I'll come in and I'll open your window. God wants to open our window so that his blessing can come in. I've seen some people move furniture in through the windows. Some people that left their keys in the house, they had to come in through the window. But God says, I want to open your window so I can come in. Daniel kept his windows open. And this is why Daniel was so blessed, beloved. Because we look at Daniel's window as being the natural effect. Oh, he opened the window so the people can hear. No, maybe his windows was open so the blessings of God can come in. Let me ask you a question this morning, beloved. Are your windows open? And what is coming in your windows? When the Lord says, when the window is open, hallelujah, because of our obedience, amen, to give into his storehouse, God said he'll send the blessing in. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. I'm going to get this job making $50 an hour. No, the job don't make you rich. Oh, I'm going to play the Powerball. I hear it's about $500 million. No, the Powerball don't make you rich. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. And he adds no sorrow to it. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that you cannot afford to live without the blessing. But the blessing only, look how the blessing enters our life. Look how the blessing enters in through the windows. Through the windows. Let's read it one more time, and I'm finished. Let's just read it one more time. Hallelujah. I'm not going to add on or take away. Hallelujah. Look, hallelujah. Uh-huh. Where is it at? Malachi. Okay. Verse 10. Malachi 3 and 10. Bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse. Bring it in. Bring it in. Amen. Hallelujah. That my kingdom, amen, can be funded. Amen. Bring it in. Amen. Hallelujah. That the people of God will not have to, be embarrassed. Glory be to God. That there will be money for the mission. Amen. Money to feed the poor. Money to, amen, do whatever I'm directing you to do. Bring it into the storehouse. The church shouldn't be at the bank trying to apply for a loan. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring it into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. Isn't it beautiful when you can go to your freezer and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight, but you go into your freezer and you pull something out. You didn't have to run to the supermarket. You can go to the freezer and pull something out because there was meat in the storehouse. The shopping had already been done. Amen. The collection had already been done. It's stored up, waiting to be used. So there may be meat in my storehouse and prove me herewith. Beloved, this is one, and I think it's one other scripture where the Lord gives us permission to prove him. Ooh, my God. God, I'm giving you this. That's why you can name a seed. You say, you know what, I'm planting this seed because I have a need. And because I believe in God to deliver my children, be believing God, amen, hallelujah, for healing my mother, because I'm believing God for this turnaround, amen, I'm planting this seed for this need, and I'm proving God. I'm proving God with this seed. Ooh, my God. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this is what God says. I want us to hear it. God, anoint our ears to hear, not Pastor Bradford this morning, but anoint our ears to hear you. He says, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and while the windows are open, I'm going to pour you out a blessing. Now, you notice this is just a blessing, one blessing. One blessing can last you a lifetime, brothers and sisters, just in case you didn't know. One act of favor can last you a lifetime. God moving upon the heart of one person, just one. Not only can you live a lifetime, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, hallelujah, your legacy, everybody living off a blessing. Pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, beloved, not room enough to receive it? Like really? Like most of us, you know, we pet racks. We could find some room somewhere in the house. Here, put it over there in that corner. Put it there, put it there, put it there. We can find some room somewhere. You ever buy a 5-pound bag of flour and you try to put it into your container? Amen. That keeps your flour and your sugar. And it's just, you know, you got it packed up. Amen. But you just got to, you know, a little bit more, but you just don't have enough room in the container. And you got to get a second container, do something else because there's not enough room. Lord said, I'm coming in with a blessing. Anointing your head with oil, amen, to the overflow. Your oil running over, dripping over. Where did the blessing come from? It came in through the window. That's what the Lord said. Wow, how did you, blessed to be a blessing. Where did all this come from? It came in through the window. The window that God opened. See, sometimes, beloved, we don't even have a sense. Sometimes I see people, they just crack the window a little bit, just crack the, no, the Lord is going to open that window large enough, amen, to make sure that the blessing he's sending in a fit. You ever try to get something in the house? And say, oh, ain't no. When my daughter moved into the house before the house burned up, amen, Pastor Erica, they couldn't get the mattress in. They couldn't get the mattress in the house. God's going to make sure that that window is open up, it's framed, open up, wide enough, amen, because he's the one that's opening it. You don't have to worry about cracking the window. Because God said, I got to open the window. Why? Because something is coming in. The blessing. Daniel kept his windows open. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning. Don't close your windows. Don't close your windows. Let God open your window so his blessings can flow in. You cannot afford to live without the blessing. My last scripture on, no, actually it's not the last. I got two, this one, I got two scriptures I want to share with you. I just want to show you what the Lord has to say about windows. Isaiah 54 and 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. Now let's look at verse 12. And I will make thy windows, somebody say windows, of a gate. You know what the word of gates mean in the Bible? Rubies. Now, God's going to come not only open your window, he's going to decorate the window too. Ah! Whoa! Jesus! Hey! Hallelujah! Woo! God said, I'm going to decorate the windows too. Oh, I love Christmas time. I like to decorate the windows and all that. Glory be to God. God says, hallelujah, he's going to not only open your windows. He said, I will make thy windows of rubies, thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. Look what else God said he's going to do for you, beloved, when the blessing come in. All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith
that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. Wait a minute. Look how God wraps this chapter up, beloved. When the blessing comes in, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. My God, Suki Suki. Woo! He didn't say they wasn't going to form the weapon. Oh, yeah, they formed it. They got it. They've been trying to work the witchcraft and the goober dust and the salt and black magic and white magic and witchcraft prayers and evil thoughts against you. Oh, yeah. They trying to work it. He didn't say they wasn't going to try to work it. He just said it wasn't going to prosper. Why? Because the curse has been reversed on your life. You're not living under the curse. The only people that's living under the curse are the people that withhold their tithes and their offerings. Because he tells us that in verse number 8 and 9, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse. See. Hallelujah. It's one thing to try to rob a person. It's another thing when you try to rob God. But the Lord said you're not under the curse. Ah, that's why no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You're not under the curse. That's why your children are blessed. Ah, God, thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. You're not under the curse. Hallelujah. That's why you're being established in righteousness. Oppression is far from you. You're not under the curse. That's why you don't live in fear. And terror. That's why it hasn't come nigh your dwelling. Oh, it's happening all around you. Happening all around you. Huh? Hallelujah. Two young boys got killed right around the corner from my mother night before last. Huh? The evil all around you. But it ain't touched you and it can't touch you because you're not under the curse. You're under the blessing. How did you get there? Because your windows are open. Beloved, don't close your windows. Don't close your windows. Hallelujah. Keep on giving. Daniel didn't open his windows and say, well, you know what? I gave last month. I prayed last month. My windows was open last month. I think I'll close them this month because I got some things to do. Nah. Daniel, you couldn't fool Daniel with the okie doke. No, he didn't fall for the devil's trips. He was not interrupted. No, his windows remained open. Hallelujah. And when the pressure came for him to close his windows, he said, "Nah, I don't think so." Pressures will come for you to close your windows, beloved. Now you can't afford to give. Now you know your rent due. You can't afford to give. Because you got this to do, and you got this to do. But, beloved, let me tell you something. You can't afford not to give. You cannot afford not to give. God loves a cheerful giver. You cannot beat God's giving. The beautiful part about giving to God, when you give to God, he reciprocates, amen, and gives it back to you, pressed down. Now, pressed down, shaken together. Let's go back to that 5-pound bag of flour. So you're having a hard time getting it in your flour container. But if you take something and press that flour down, my God, sucky. When you press that flour down in that container, you can get it all in there, right? Press down. You can hold more. Why? Because you press down, shaking together and running over. Baby, that's abundance. Matter of fact, we gonna come back, amen, and just preach a sermon just on the press down, shaking together portion. Woo! Daniel said, "Nah, I don't think so. I'm going to keep my windows open. I'm going to keep doing today what I did yesterday, because what I did yesterday got me here, and I want to keep moving forward. I'm not going to close my windows. Keep your windows open, beloved. And write this last scripture down here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to bless you. God said he's going to send in the blessing. God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. My God, Jesus. Whew, my God. I don't know if nobody else being blessed. Amen. And maybe this message for me. My God, Jesus, what a word. Don't close your windows, saints. Don't close your windows. Because if God opens your windows, he's the only one that can close your windows. Don't close the windows and don't try to open them on your own. Let God open it. He'll do his part. Give and God will open the windows. And God will keep the windows open. Keep your windows open. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Whew, what a powerful word. What a rhema word. Ah, God, sookie. Ah, God, thank you for showing us, Father. We always saw Daniel keeping his windows open from a physical standpoint, from a material standpoint, but we never saw the spiritual significance of Daniel keeping his windows open. Woo, my God. And did you not bless this man of God? Did you not bless him? Did you not help him when times got hard? Did you not help him when he was in a dilemma and he was in devastation, when his life was on the line? Did you not show up and show off in Daniel's life? Because when Daniel was in the lion's den, his window was still open. Ah, my God. Thank you. He didn't send somebody to go to the house and shut the windows. No. Even while he was in prison, in the den, his windows were still open. My God, Jesus. And it was open large enough for you to come in and bring the blessing. God, we thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. We say thank you. Forgive us for not trusting you. Forgive us for trying to live a holy life with a closed window. Forgive us for trying to live a saved life with a closed window. Forgive us, Father. But sometimes we just got the windows cracked. It's just cracking a little bit. God, come in. And not only do you say you open the window, you showed us this morning where you want to decorate the window in rubies. Ooh, my God, sookie. You are a God of extravagance. And we bless you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. My God, what a word. My word, my God, I'm high on the Holy Ghost on this morning. Amen. Keep your windows open, saints. Amen. So we thank God, amen, that we can get the dynamics from so many dynamics from one individual's life Amen. So even here in the book of Daniel, amen. Well, we've been talking about him for the last 3 days. Amen. And probably the Lord could probably show us some more. Amen. And so we thank God. That's why God put his, amen, story in the book. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his windows and our windows in Jesus' name. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. That's the word of God for today. If you're listening today, amen, and we know that we have listeners across the globe. And the only reason we know you're there is because we have the statistics in the back office or whatever they call it. They give us the viewers, amen, and how many people are listening and what part of the world that you live in. If it wasn't for that, we would not know you are there. And if this word has been a blessing to you, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, we ask, amen, that we might hear from you. If you have a prayer request, that we can pray for you, pray with you, glory be to God. And we also ask that you would sow an offering unto, amen, the Lord's kingdom. The Bible says, amen, we ought to, amen, sow, amen. So wherever you are being blessed by the word is where you should sow. Some of you, your name, you're a member of somebody else's church, but you eat here every day. You eat here every day. This is where you get your spiritual meal. Amen. Well, where you get your meals is where you're supposed to sow your money. You don't go to a Burger King and order a meal and pay McDonald's. Or you don't go to Longhorn and order a meal and pay Red Lobster. You're supposed to sow where you're being fed. Glory be to God. And we're going to teach some more on tithing and offering. Amen, beloved. Amen. Because, amen, so that the blessing can be released. You ever have one of those windows, amen, growing up, amen, where the windows wouldn't stay up? And you had to put a stick or something underneath your window to keep the window up, because if you didn't, the window would fall down. So see, a lot of our windows, amen, are not staying up. Why? Because we refuse to give. We refuse to give. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we're asking you, amen, our audience today, amen, if you would sow, amen, a generous donation, amen, and to, amen, where the Lord is where the Lord is leading you, or wherever you're being fed. Your tithes belong to your local church, but some of you don't have a local church. Matter of fact, the truth of the matter is LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministry is your local church. Because this is where you get a righteous meal. So you have an obligation to sow, amen, where you're being fed. And that's the word of God. And we'll break it down for you, amen, because I'm not going to tell you anything that's not true. Amen. There's several ways, amen, that you could sow. And we appreciate, amen, all of our ministry partners, amen, and we're talking to you. But we're talking to, in particular, I talk to a lot of people. Sometimes I see them in the supermarket here, and they say, oh, I was listening to your broadcast. Listen, they said I listen at least twice a week, three times a week. I would have never known. We would never know. Thank God that you're being blessed. Now, can you sow into that? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord be praised. There's several ways that you can do that. Amen. What are we talking about? We're talking about keeping your windows open. So you can prove God. Amen. Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. There's a donate button there. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. That's GLENSIDE, one word, 19038. Amen. And you could do PayPal to PayPal at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. And for your young and techie generation, we have a Cash App, a $ Life Word Jesus, $ Life Word Jesus. Amen. Keep your windows open. Keep your windows open. And we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. It works. Amen. God's word works when you work it. We want to just thank each and thank you for your liberal giving. Thank you for your liberal giving. And let me say this before we close. Amen. Regardless of how much you sow, glory be to God, that you have to know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins. It is required that you be born again. And if you're not born again, we behoove you, we plead with you, we beg with you to make Jesus your choice. Amen. So just repeat after me. Father, I repent of my sins. I ask that you would forgive me. I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart and be my Lord, be my Savior, be my God, be my King, be my friend. I choose to live for you for the balance of my days. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Something simple like that. There's something simple like that. There's no script. There's no script. You're just asking God to forgive you for your sins, and you're inviting Jesus Christ to come in as Lord. Simple as that. But that's not the end. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. You know how the Lord uses symbols. Amen. He talks about the windows, and then Jesus says, I'm the door. Ah, God, have mercy. God is just building up our teaching series to come. And to God be praised. We want to thank each and every one of you, amen, for your support to the ministry. We want to thank especially our warriors, prayer warriors, as they have stood in the gap as intercessors. Amen. Praying. We want to thank God for each and every one of them. We want to thank each and every one of you, amen, who support this ministry in one way or another. Amen. Your families. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the backup corner. Amen. The touching and agreeing. Amen. Because what is the prayer warriors? They call in to serve, but then there's nobody to serve, nobody to back them up, nobody to touch and agree with them. So we want to thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And even all of you that's listening who have never sown a dime into this ministry, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God that you're growing. Amen. And then you'll get it sooner or later. And you realize that the blessing, amen, is not what about God is about to trying to take from you, but what God is trying to get to you. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. We want to thank God. We want to thank God for the strength. Thank God, amen, for the social media, 5 a.m. in the morning, on the morning altar. Thank God, amen, for that platform, and thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We come thick in the morning. I guess people be saying, I don't believe there's a group of people up praying 5 o'clock in the morning and visible. Yep, we thank God for you and for you. Amen. We just want to give God praise. Amen. For a beautiful week. For a beautiful week. And amen. We are praying for a wonderful weekend, a beautiful weekend, and a good week ahead. Amen. So we just want to trust the Lord. Thank the Lord, bless the Lord, and we know it's going to be beautiful because regardless of what's before us, amen, our eyes is on Jesus. And we know, beloved, that when this life is over, we're going to fly away. We're going to fly away. It's going to be worth the sacrifices. It's going to be worth, amen, the sweat. It's going to be worth the work. It's going to be worth it because when we see Jesus, amen, 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 it's all going to be worth it, beloved. Hallelujah. And guess what? It's going to be here sooner before you know. Before you know it. Amen. Time is flying away. Do you believe that half the year is almost gone? Half the year is almost gone. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to bless God. So I just want to, amen, send love from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. To all of you. To all of you. And thank you so much. In Radio Land, we also have an audience in TV Land because we are on 24/7. I think most of you have our link. Most of you have our link. If not, I'll get it to you. You just go on the internet, you type it in, and we have our own TV channel. So we just play 24/7, 24/7, 24/7. So while we were building up our content, what they was doing was playing some Christian movies, because you can watch Christian movies there. But now we have enough content, they don't have to show the Christian movie. And so mostly on the TV channel, most of our audience is like in Africa and those other continents, but we're really around the world. But most of our audience is in that portion of the world. But nevertheless, amen, glory be to God. I think I did get one or two emails for a prayer request. Whenever I received an email for a prayer request, beloved, sometimes I'll put it on the prayer altar. Sometimes I pray at my own personal altar, but I pray. Amen. I'm not the type of minister to just open up the envelope, take the money out, and not read the card. That's not who I am. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Bless Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a good weekend. Amen. Be safe. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Father God, cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. Thank you, Father God. Father God, help us not to close the windows, but help us to be like Daniel and keep our windows open, because that's how the blessing is coming in, through that same window. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for decorating our windows. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for giving us faith to believe, Father God, that your ministers do not teach on financial prosperity, Father God, to try to get something, but to try to give something. Father, your people need to know how to be blessed and to stay consistent, a consistent flow, Father God. And when the windows remain open, consistent, the blessings are consistent. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. God, we send blessings out to each and every person in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, their families, Father God, our listening audience around the world. Father God, we thank you, God. We're not in the back office right now, but we know we have Brazil, we have Canada, we have Africa. Father God, we even have Russia. Father God, all of these individuals, they're listening, Father God. We don't know if they're underground. We don't know, Father. We don't know, but all we know, Father God, is that this ministry has been a blessing to so many. And so, Father God, we pray that they will continue to grow in you. They will continue to hold on to a hunger and a thirst, God. Help us not to disappoint them. Father God, that when they come to this platform every morning to hear a word, help us to be here. And help us to be on time, as we have strived to be for the last 11 and a half years, Father. There's been some incidents, some technical failures, but for the most part, Father God, we try to be here and be here on time. We don't come at 6:10 and 6:15. We don't even come at 6:02. Father God, we come at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time because we're reporting for duty, and we want to give you our best, and we say thank you. We say thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. And please, keep your windows open. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda, it's been my pleasure to serve. this week, Lord's willing. We'll be back tomorrow at the, we're going to try to do Facebook and we're going to try to do the radio. I'm just, at 12 o'clock, I think we're going to be on Facebook tomorrow. But if we're not on Facebook, we'll be here. Look for us. Look for us at 12 o'clock. You're going to find us. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day and a good weekend. Amen.